Major wildfires continued to burn north and south of Anchorage today, threatening property and major infrastructure, snarling highway traffic, and filling the skies with smoke. An estimated 50 structures burned in the Matanuska-Susitna borough, triggering evacuations north of Willow. Diminishing winds have helped crews fighting the blazes, but none of the impacted regions expect to see rainfall in the next few days. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes has been tracking the status of different blazes and joins me to explain.
Hello.
Zach, there are so many different wildfires, it feels hard to keep track which one is where. Can you just break down what wildfires are burning right now?
Sure. So basically, there's four fires that are burning and that we're tracking. The McKinley Fire is the most destructive blaze. That's the one that the state's Division of Forestry says caused at least 50 structures to have been lost. As of noon today, it was estimated at 3,000 acres, with crews trying to contain active fire on both sides of the park's highway. And that's between miles 82 and 91, so south of Talkeetna, north of Willow. After being shut down, traffic resumed along the highway this morning, but really, really slowly. And officials are saying, you know, there is zero visibility along the road in the fire area, and any motorist who absolutely needs to get through should expect long delays. So not far from that fire is another one that's burning near Deschkel Landing, estimated at around 1,800 acres. That one is only 15 miles from the McKinley blaze, and crews working in that area are focused on protecting homes and cabins near Red Shirt Lake. And down on the Kenai Peninsula, the Sterling Highway has reopened as of about noon today to traffic in both directions. It was closed because over the weekend, the Swan Lake Fire was kicked back up by high winds, ultimately pushing flames across the highway by about mile post 70 and burning south towards Skelak Lake Road. And as if all of that wasn't enough, unexpected winds have helped spread another fire on the Kenai Peninsula. This one's encroaching on areas between Anchor Point and Homer. It's about 20 to 30 acres, but managers are worried that it might get pushed towards an area that's more dense with spruce trees, which, with all the dry conditions, would basically be adding kindling. Officials are telling people who live on the North Fork Road and in communities along the Diamond Ridge Road to be ready to evacuate if conditions worsen.
And these people who are evacuating, where are they heading to?
Well, on the north side of the McKinley Fire, they're heading to an emergency shelter in the upper Susitna Valley. South of the blaze, folks are at the Menard Sports Complex in Wasilla. Reporter Elizabeth Harbaugh was there today interviewing people who had made it there or stayed the night. One woman, Shelley Mosley, had spent the night in her truck with her two dogs, two cats, and two pigeons. And she described what it was like fleeing from the Caswell Lake area.
I've been through a lot up here. I'm born and raised Alaskan. That was an experience coming down that highway. It was fire on both sides. You could have reached out the truck windows and touched it. That's it. Trees just ablaze. Smoke so heavy, you could only follow the taillights of the truck or car ahead of you. And the troopers, those guys, were doing an excellent job. They're standing out in that smoke and wind, turning traffic around that was northbound, turning them around three different spots through that smoke and stuff. It was something to see. Absolutely something to see.
Oh my gosh, what road had the fire on either side of it?
Parks Highway.
So Elizabeth reported that more than 60 people stayed there last night. There are cots, but a lot of the people who have their animals with them are in the parking lot, in trucks or campers. The Red Cross and other groups are helping people out. But Ken Everson with the organization says that what people really want is information about whether their homes and properties have burned.
Right now, there's very little information that's getting down to us. And this is something that we would like to have, because people are inquiring about their homes or their areas, actually. So, and we can't pass anything on because we don't know.
Wow. And what are conditions like for responders trying to battle these blazes?
Today, on Monday, the winds have largely died down from where they were on Sunday, when there was a lot of gusts, and that was really kind of helping drive some of these fires. And that's helpful for two reasons. One, it means that the fires are spreading less aggressively, not being whipped up by the wind, and it gives fire crews the ability to get some of their aircraft up to more effectively battle the fires, helicopters and some crafts like that. But conditions are still really dry and there's no real rain in the forecast for the next several days. The state's Division of Forestry says more assets are coming up from out of state to help with the suppression efforts, and that includes 10 hotshot crews, 2 more air tankers, and 4 water scooping aircraft, all en route.
All right. Well, Zachariah Hughes has been keeping track of the fires in South Central Alaska. Zach, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.